Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name's Heather, and today I'm going to be talking about Paris Hilton's interview with David Letterman in the year 2007. So I'm sure you've heard an interview with Lindsay Lohan and David Letterman has gone viral, and it's caused a lot of other people to look at different interviews that David Letterman has done with other women. And it's actually interesting because I remember seeing some of these interviews and just thinking that he was a jerk. Like, I mean, I'm trying to remember the one. I think it was actually the Paris Hilton one, this one that I'm going to be talking about. He's just, I don't know how, I don't watch him regularly. I don't really find him very funny. And so I don't know how he treats most, you know, guests. And I don't know if he treats male guests versus female guests differently. But definitely this interview, and I'm going to watch the Lindsay Lohan one in a second, was very uncomfortable to say the least. But before I get too far into my commentary on this interview, I just want to mention you can find me on social media and on YouTube if you search Heather Iris. Also, if you make a donation on here or on my Venmo, please message me and let me know so I can give you a shout out in my next episode. I'm trying to think if there's any other little housekeeping details that I should mention, but I think that's it. Okay, so let's go ahead and just jump into this interview. Again, this is Paris Hilton being interviewed by David Letterman in the year 2007. Okay, so I'm going to just kind of give you my overall thoughts, and then I'm going to break down what was said. Overall thoughts, you know, I just got to say that this interview was definitely really uncomfortable. I think because, first of all, the questions, the tone, you know, just kind of like the mocking and just like, you know, the aggressive, like relentless, you know, kind of, well, I'll get into what he said, but pretty much throughout the whole interview, this was right around the time that Paris, had to, you know, go to jail because I believe she was driving with a, license that like, what did she say? An invalid driver's license. So, throughout the whole interview, he just keeps going on and on, asking her more questions about it. In like, not even like he's asking serious questions, like he's joking her and mocking the whole situation the whole time. And the longer it goes on, the harder the audience is laughing. And it's just, it's sad because, you know, I would say within 1 minute of this interview, you know, she's already, you know, looks like she's about ready to cry. And so it's just sad because you can see throughout the interview, it's not a very long interview. I mean, I believe it's only 8 minutes long total, but you can see like her demeanor progressively just change and get, you know, she starts off excited and then like pretty, like he just kind of starts the interview off like on a bad foot and then it just keeps going and like it's not funny. Like it's not funny. I don't know why. He's like, gives me that vibe of like the kind of guy that like, again, I don't know anything about him, but like, just, I'm trying to like explain like the vibe that he's given out. And it's just like, almost like a guy in high school that like, you know, couldn't get the popular pretty girl. And so he's like, kind of has this like resentment and just like bitterness and kind of just like nastiness. And so, you know, his goal is to make her feel bad, you know, about herself, feel like she's stupid, feel like she's, you know, not smart enough or, you know, just embarrass her and as a way to make himself feel better. That's like, again, I don't know anything about him really at all, but that's just kind of, I feel like I pick up on people pretty good and that's kind of, I don't know anything about him, but that's just how he was acting to me. So he starts off within, you know, the first 45 seconds, he asks her, which do you prefer, New York or Los Angeles? And so this seems like a lighthearted question. So far, he hasn't asked her really anything about jail. But again, this is 45 seconds into the interview. And so she says that she likes them both. She likes the weather in LA better, but she loves New York City. And then, you know, in response, he says, oh, like New York City, exciting, isn't it? Like, And so again, she's not really suspecting anything from this. Like, who would? This seems like lighthearted small talk. And she goes, "Yeah, I was born here." And again, I'm not paraphrasing word for word. I try to write it down as much as possible. But if you want to see word for word, look up the transcripts or something. Anyways, so then this is 1 minute in, and he goes, she says, "I was born here." "Yeah." And then he goes, "You were? Good for you." And like just like that, just very rude. "You were? Good for you." And then he goes, how did you like being in jail?" Like, right, like doesn't even take a breath of air in between the two. So again, just really demeaning and like, "You were? Good for you." Like, doesn't care about you as a person. Just that's the way that it came off. And then throws in, "How'd you like being in jail?" just out of nowhere. So again, I'm sure she probably felt ambushed and kind of like, whoa, like all of a sudden we were talking about my home, growing up in New York, and now you're asking me about jail. Like, she's said that it was a traumatizing experience. And I think I get why, some people might laugh at the sound of that, because I do know that celebrities going to jail is usually a completely different experience than, regular civilians or whatever you want to call it, everyday people. Like, if you don't have money and you don't have fame, most of the time you going to jail is a lot more traumatizing experience than possibly a celebrity going to jail. So I get why people think that that's like a joke in a way for, a celebrity to say that, it was, horrible. But that doesn't mean that you should, act like they're suffering and their pain. If they're saying, it wasn't good and it was traumatizing, then like just take their word for it, because it probably wasn't great. Okay, so yeah, he just goes right in and asks how did she like being in jail? So the audience l is laughing really hard. And you can tell she's uncomfortable from her body language. She just doesn't look comfortable. And she goes, "Not too much," kind of like half laughing, because she's, when you're in an uncomfortable situation and like you're kind of so shocked that you don't have the response you usually would have. I think she was so thrown off that, she's in shock. And so she's just kind of like, ha ha, trying to just get through this interview. And then he goes on, and he goes, "That was horrible, wasn't it? Just horrible. And they locked up your friend Nicole." Again, like making it a joke, talking down to her. And he goes, "What have you learned?" And then he makes this joke about, looking forward or looking back in forwards, or I don't know, this like kind of stupid joke. And then she says that it was traumatizing, but pretty much it taught her that she can survive anything. And so she's trying to, it's something that happened to her that made an effect on her life. And if you know anything about Paris Hilton, especially after, her documentary came out, she actually has been in traumatizing experiences. So that's one of the reasons why you can't, just say, oh, this is a celebrity going to celebrity jail. Like, she was actually, as a child or a teen, sent to a treatment center, which was very traumatizing for her. And pretty much it felt like, she said, she was like kidnapped at night and just taken to this treatment center and didn't know where she was going. And it was like a jail at that one. So this, even if this situation, wasn't as traumatizing as it would be to just a random person, like for her, it clearly was because of her history. And then he like starts joking about the meals. He asks her, "What did you eat there? What was for breakfast? What was lunch like?" And like, she for lunch, she mentioned, or dinner, she mentions how they gave her a orange, and she's saying like the food wasn't that great or whatever. And he's like, "Well, you don't want to get scurvy because of the orange," like trying to make another joke about it. And then he asks, like, "Did you lose a lot of weight?" Which I don't know if that was like, I don't know if I'm reading into that too much, but she's a very thin, slender woman. Like, for anyone to really even comment on her body weight when she's so thin, like, is like, I mean, you shouldn't comment on anyone's body weight, but again, to comment on Paris Hilton, she's so thin. Like, if she lost weight, like, it's probably not a good thing. So just, you shouldn't even be asking that. But he's just asked that because he's asking all sorts of dumb questions. And then he goes, and what is it that you did? Do you know what you did? Like, again, just acting like she's just treating her like she's stupid, to be honest. Just that's how he's acting. And then everyone's laughing. And so this is 3 minutes and 26 seconds in. And this is the time where it literally looks like she's gonna cry. Like, and then she ends up, I think she actually does cry in the interview. You can tell. Like, so about 3 minutes in, 26 seconds, pay attention. You can tell, like, it looks like she's gonna cry. And so he talks about, you had an invalid license. And then he asks her if she drinks and drives, which again, I'm guessing that's like a little dig because she's had, a DUI, I believe, before. And so then he says, so she tries to again make an important, thing. And he says, like, yeah, that's very important. Like, talking down to her again, like she's stupid. That's very important. If you're gonna go out and you're gonna, go drinking, have a designated driver. That's really important. Just talking in like a mock serious tone. And then he asks, have your friends treated you differently since you've been out of the slammer? And again, another, like, it's just dumb joke after dumb joke. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, it's so stupid. Like, the questions he asks. And so everyone's laughing at that because he's, again, making another joke about it. And then you can tell, like, she's pretty frustrated, at least. It looks like she's pretty frustrated at this point in time. And so she goes, people think I'm really strong and I got through it. And she again is very uncomfortable, you can tell. And she goes, but I've moved on with my life, so I don't really want to talk about it anymore. And she's saying it kind of like coyly, like, but I don't really want to talk about it anymore, like trying to, like, not like just trying to, give him the clue that she doesn't want to talk about this anymore. And then he goes, well, and then everyone starts laughing. This is where you and I are different because that's all I want to talk about. So then he goes on to say, did you make any friends? And then again, she reminds him that she's here to talk about her clothing line, talk about her movies, perfumes. Like, she's a busy, businesswoman. She does a lot. And so, and then this is about 5 minutes in, and at that point, I would say she looks like she is crying. Like, her eyes are watery, like you can tell, and like the TV, like, it's not even like great quality of a video, but you can even tell, like, that from that far away that she looks like she's about crying, or she is, tears might be even running down her face. And then she looks off, the side of the stage, and I'm guessing she's looking over to her publicist or someone, like, kind of like, get me out of this mess. She has no smile. She has a very serious face. And then she even like takes a deep breath, and you see her shoulders go up and her chest go up and then down. And then he's joking about it, like, this could be your legacy. And she looks sad, and then somebody yells out from the stage, someone in the audience says, I love you, Paris. And then she, like, gives a little smile and then looks, at them or whoever in the stage and says, I love you too, just yells up to them. And just, it's a positive moment because obviously that person is like, you got this. Like, I'm sorry that he's being so rude. That's what I got out of that. I love you, Paris. Like, you're literally yelling from the audience, which is really sweet, actually. What's his name? David Letterman says, is that someone you met in prison? Like, a joke again. And so then again, she's already said she wants to talk about, she doesn't want to talk about it anymore. She wants to move on. And then she says again, I'm not here to talk about this. But she says it again in a nice way. I'm not here to talk about this. And then he's like, well, it's kind of your fault because you were supposed to come on my show, but then you got sent away. What did he say? He said, but then you had to go away. So kind of like joking about it again. And then she says, now you're making me sad. I came here. You're going to hurt my feelings. And so it's interesting because you kind of see throughout, she tells him three times to pretty much please stop. Please don't do that. And it's interesting. She's a smart girl, and she tries, I think, three different approaches to get him to stop. Like, at first, she kind of like jokes about it, and then she's all serious about it. And then at this point, she like, it's really sad, actually. She just has a sad little look on her face, almost like a kid, like, please, like, I've tried to be serious with you. I've tried to joke about it. Now I'm trying to show you I'm getting emotional. Can you please kind of stop it? And then he's like, oh, don't be sad. Are you still sad? Are you okay? Or you're, and then she's like, smiles or whatever. And he's like, you know, are you okay? And then she's like, if we stop talking about it. And then he's like, oh, okay. And then he goes, I'll buy you a parakeet. And again, like, I think she didn't, like, I don't know. I don't think I'm reading too much into it, but I think because, you know, when somebody like ratted somebody out and they get sent to jail, it's because they call it singing like a parakeet. That's just like a phrase that people say, you know, in the United States and who knows where else. You know, I'm going to sing like a parakeet, like I'm going to turn that person in so they go to jail. And so I don't think, like, for him to just throw that out there, I'm pretty sure he is throwing a little dig at her. And I don't think she caught it, and I probably wouldn't have caught it at the time either. So then he then he kind of like, this is at the very end. I should have written down what time the timestamp is, but I would say this is probably he gives 1 minute left of this interview where he tries to like, you know, no, I would say 30 seconds. He gives her probably only 30 seconds of this 8 minute interview where he's serious. And so he asks her about a film project she's working on. And she's, you can tell she's excited and she's passionate. So she's talking about this film project and she's talking about, you know, it's a horror musical, and then he's like starts making jokes about that and asks her if she's gonna sing in it, which, you know, some people were very critical of her singing career. And so then he asks her about her perfume, and so she like had a perfume that was coming out at the time, and she has lots of perfumes, but it was one. And so she shows it to him or whatever. And so he's like, oh, can I try it? And she's like, sure. And so he has the bottle. And so at first he is like, acts like he's spraying it in the air and smelling it. He's like, oh, yeah, that's nice. And then he sprays it, you know, he sprays it actually on his tongue because it looks like in the end, they actually looks like they emptied out the perfume or got an empty bottle. I don't know how, and filled it with water or vodka or who knows what else. But he sprays it on his tongue. And then everyone's like, oh my gosh. And then he like unscrews the lid and drinks the, it's pretending like it's a bottle of her perfume, pretends like he's drinking it. So again, like, and then he says, oh yeah, then at the very end he also says, it feels like we've been cheated out of a visit, which again, I think that's another little dig trying to, you know, saying like, you know, cheating. Again, I don't think I'm reading too much into this because the whole interview was like a big joke and like a waste of everyone's time, to be honest. So that's kind of the whole interview, and that's, I don't know, I just think it's really disappointing. It'll be interesting to watch his other interviews with other women. I think it was honestly this interview, and I think I ended up watching another one that he did with Paris. She actually ended up going back on his show, which, I mean, that takes strength to be in the presence of that man, because I'm sorry, I would freaking, I don't know what I would do. I can't stand when people treat you like that. It's just disappointing. It's not funny. Like, you know, at the end of the day, what did he accomplish? Like, obviously, he doesn't take, you know, his interviewing. I don't think he's a serious interviewer. Like, he's not, you know, he doesn't have good questions that he's bringing to the table. Like, I mean, you could have done one or two things with this interview. Like, you could have just, I mean, if you literally, you know, wanted to talk to her about jail, I feel like you could have had better questions that actually, you know, where you're actually giving something to your audience. Like, I feel like, you know, she's not able to talk about her experiences in a way that's meaningful. Your audience is really just, I mean, this is just seemed like an ego show for you. Like, all he did was just, you know, sit up there and think, you know, have people stroke his ego and act like he's this super funny comedian, which, I'm sorry, he's really, in my opinion, not that funny at all. And especially when you're like, the whole way of you being funny is, you know, demeaning a woman. I don't know. I just think it's ridiculous. He could have had actual interesting interview questions where she could actually share about her experience in a meaningful way, but obviously he didn't do that. And then he could have just not brought it up. I don't know, it's just interesting the culture back then. I don't know if it's just interviewers. I watched the Barbara Walters, Britney Spears interview, and again, it's just, I don't know if that's just as society, we were just, not as compassionate to others, or if interviewers were just more jerks and celebrities just put up with it. I'm not sure the dynamic though between interviewers and the entitlement that they seem to have had, at least not all of them, obviously, but the two that I've just recently watched is just disappointing. I don't know. It wasn't about interviewing somebody and learning from them. Both interviews that I just recently watched, it was all about sending a message, or getting a point across, a narrative that they're interested in putting out there. I don't know. The whole thing was just really sad. And dude, I don't know how she went back on his show. I would just, I mean, does not seem like a nice guy at all. I've heard some stuff about him, but it's just disappointing. Just don't treat people like that. I mean, she's a human at the end of the day, and we all mess up. We all, make mistakes, but people deserve dignity and respect. And if you can't give it to them, then don't invite them on your show, because you're just wasting their time. And it's just the kind of people that invite somebody to their party, or invite somebody to hang out with them so they can make fun of them to their friends. That's just, it's just a bully. It's bullying behavior. It's just gross, and it's disappointing. And hopefully he, I don't even know if he's, I think he still does interviewing and has his show. I don't know. I don't keep up with him, but hopefully, again, lesson to be learned. Just try to treat others with respect, and remember that they might, have some history, and they might have some experiences that can teach others. And unfortunately, you just missed out on a really good opportunity to learn about somebody else. I don't know. That's my thought on that interview. I'm gonna watch the Lindsay Lohan one probably tomorrow, and I'll do a update on that if I have time. I'm kind of busy this next week. But anyways, I hope you guys have a great day, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye, guys.